You're questioning yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of what I was saying.
Did you catch any fish? You might say no or one.
Didn't catch any.
The school board might say of a teacher who's scolding a lot, why she blame me? I wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. Sometimes someone apologizes for breaking a rule, and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it. What'd you say?
I didn't like it anymore.
Okay. A crying child might say, might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me a...
Didn't give me a piece.
Or he didn't give me...
Some candy. Didn't give me anything.
Okay. Now, let's say,
What role
is it? Is it rain or is it,
No, it's coming up from the, dirt on the...
Okay, you say that boy is really spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he's going to have his trouble. What you're trying to say is you're going to try to say that probably he's going to have his trouble in his likely that he will have. You might say he's...
Likely he's going to have a lot of trouble in his
Okay. You ever say like is not? Like is not? You ever use apt is not?
He's not apt to.
Okay.
Not likely.
If you have a good yield, you might say he's raised a big animal farm.
Big crop.
Okay. What are the trenches that you cut by a plow?
The furrow.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, cut them down to make a road through the woods to the logging camp, you might say we just the land.
We just cleared off the land.
Okay. What do you call that old dried dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Weeds tied up into a what?
What? Weeds tied up into a bowl.
Okay, what else?
Into not bunches.
Okay, yeah, the bundles of sheaves are piled up into what?
Truck,
wagon. You hear the term sheaves?
Oh, sheaves.
What would that be?
I've heard the term, but I wouldn't know what it is.
What about shock? A shock of wheat?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard that?
Mm-hmm.
We raised 40 of wheat on an acre.
40? Oh, boy. 40 sheaves? 40 tons. 40, I don't know.
What's not a ton? How do you sell it?
Bushels.
All right.
40 bushels.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
What do you do to oats?
Separate the grain from the rest of the oats?
You roll the
oats. You roll it? Okay. What about thrash?
Well, you get your thrashing too.
If something we had to do today, just the two of us, we'd say, we have to do it, or you'd say, you and I...
I've got to do it.
Okay. If you're not speaking to him, you're talking about, but you're talking about him. You say, this job is for?
This job is for John.
Okay. And what about if you're talking about yourself and John? You're saying, this job is for?
This job is for John and I.
Or?
This job is for John and me. This job is for John.
Yeah, instead of saying it with both.
I know what you're trying to tell me, and I'm trying not to say it.
No.
Okay, this job's for us.
All right. All right. If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you'll say, blank and blank are coming over. A male friend.
And female's gonna come in?
No, you and male friend are coming over. So you say, blank and blank are coming.
Who's coming over?
No,